Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. We're seeing that Reliance Jio is offering new plans at the moment, and Airtel also has their rollover plan when postpaid users will get the benefit of existing data to take right to the next billing cycle. And to discuss this, you know, the main reason we are discussing this is because how will you benefit as a customer? And to discuss on this point, we have our ex-podcast host, Pranay Parab, and
hello there. You've unceremoniously booted me out of the podcast.
No. And I'm Aditya Shenoy, your current host. So, you know, let's just dive straight in. What is Reliance Jio's new offer? You know, and actually before going ahead, we've seen news that, you know, Reliance Jio allegedly got hacked and a lot of customers' data is out there. So, what is it? What is the news all about?
Yeah, so if you look at what has been reported so far, we are obviously basing this on information that has come through reports. It's that Reliance Jio's database has allegedly been hacked. That's what like the report has claimed. There's a site called magicapk.com which has now been suspended, where apparently if you entered your Jio number, then you'd actually get to see all of your information, including the time that your Jio connection was activated, the circle that you belong to, and some other details about you. What happened was our colleague, who's the features editor, Gopal Sate, is also the payments expert and the telecom expert for the podcast. Yeah. He was telling us that he entered his Jio number on that website just to check if this is like a honeypot scheme or not. Honeypot scheme is basically where websites are created to gather your data. Like, somebody would create a website that looks exactly like Gmail, but the URL is something else. Yeah. And you enter your email ID and password there, and then the hackers or the scammers, they get your data that way. So this is not that. This is not an effort for data collection, at least according to the experience of Gopal. So Gopal was telling us that he entered his own number, and he found the time that his Jio connection was activated, his full name, the circle that he belonged to. Fortunately, his Aadhaar card number was not listed on this website. But if all this information can be put out there, we are pretty like worried about the security of our Aadhaar numbers as well. So now, just before we recorded this podcast, we saw news that Reliance Jio has like complained to the police, and one person has also been arrested in this case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this appears to be a pretty real thing. I mean, it's not a scam. It's not something that's coming via unreliable information. Based on our own experiences and from what we are seeing in Reliance Jio's complaint to the police and the fact that somebody has been arrested in the case, it appears to be a real and a serious thing. Now, why is this a problem? This is a problem because this is a serious breach of privacy. Now, whatever Reliance may say in its defense, we are not saying that Reliance is entirely to blame here, but whatever the company is saying in its defense, ultimately you have to look at the fact that this is data you gave to Reliance Jio and somehow it has appeared out in the open. So you need to question, how did this data get out in the open? Did some vendor leak it? If the vendor leaked it, if some third party leaked it, if a former employee leaked it, we don't know. But if all these things have happened, if the data is out there and the data is legit, it means that you need to be really worried, because your data that you give to a company cannot just randomly be leaked like that by some third party. Yeah. So now we'll see how this case progresses, and the site has been taken down, thankfully. Yeah. And hopefully Reliance reviews what has happened here, and hopefully the people who have perpetrated this thing, they get caught and action is taken against them. But ultimately, this is a serious breach of privacy. I'm insisting on this because, you know, our colleague Gopal's data was out there, and he confirmed that it was actually his data. So if you're the exact moment in which your Jio connection has been activated, if that is out there, then that means that, you know, the data is actually legit.
So for all you guys, you know, if you are interested in how this story goes, stay tuned to Gadgets 360, and you know, you'll get all the information of how Reliance is tackling it, or how, you know, they're basically going ahead with it. So Pranay, the original question, like, what are the new plans that Reliance has introduced, and like, why should people care?
Yeah, so there's not been that much of a change, to be honest, with the Reliance plans. However, for people who already are on the 309 and the 509 rupee plans, for these people, the good news is that, You know, you get everything that is exactly the same, except all the benefits will now be valid for 56 days instead of 28 days. So that's basically almost 2 months, and instead of, you know, almost 1 month that was there earlier. So practically everything is the same, like if your data caps and nothing else has changed. However, there are some new plans now, which is a 349 rupee plan, which gives you 20 GB of 4G data for 56 days. So the good thing with this plan is there is no per day limit. So for people like me and even you, Aditya, I mean, our job depends on the internet, right? Yeah. I mean, if not for the internet, we are practically jobless.
Yeah.
So what happens is, I mean, this 1 GB per day limit sounds like a huge number for most people. But imagine, I mean, if you are covering an event, you probably say out at a conference. And from there, if you have to take a video and send it across, if you have to send footage for a video to be made in office, you could use up 1 GB in practically less than an hour. So for the rest of the day, you're stuck. Or if you have to send more footage, more pictures, you're stuck with really slow internet. So if you have a plan which has 20 GB data that lasts for 56 days with no data cap per day, then that is actually quite beneficial, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is why this plan matters. So similarly, there are other plans also which don't have this.
No, because, you know, like you said, I have faced an issue when, you know, both my Jio SIMs were maxed out and I couldn't send footage back to the team. And yeah, I think a plan like this would benefit a certain amount of people who do not use streaming service or something of that sort, or who, you know, do not exploit the 1 GB data per day limit. I think that will be quite useful. And you're saying about another plan that, you know, Reliance has.
Yeah, I mean, there are plans, three plans have been introduced in this. So all of them don't have a data cap. The lowest one is the one I just mentioned, the 349 rupee plan. So yeah, you can log into gadget360.com and check out all of these plans. We've put them in full detail out there.
Okay. Other than that, Airtel has also launched a new rollover plan when, you know, you're allowed to carry your existing data onto your next billing cycle. So what is it all about? And is Airtel planning to get it to prepaid users anytime soon?
I don't think it will come to prepaid users at all, because the fact of the matter is that most of the people who use mobile phones in India are on prepaid connections. So what happens is you have these offers on postpaid so that people are encouraged to move to postpaid. Yeah, you can give somebody like 500 GB in prepaid. They will be very happy with it. What are postpaid users getting? If you notice in all these, the so-called Reliance Jio effect, and I'm making air quotes here. Obviously, people can't see me because this is an audio podcast.
Yeah.
The Reliance Jio effect has led to a few very interesting things in the industry. So what happened is that all other telecom providers started giving similar plans as to what, to match what Reliance Jio was offering. But postpaid users were left out of the party for the most part. All the new plans were for prepaid, because most of the people are on prepaid. And that's where the switching happens, because it's not so easy to get out of your postpaid plan. Prepaid, for all intents and purposes, you can just cut the SIM and throw it away and you're out.
Yeah.
But postpaid is where they need to do more. And it's good to see that Airtel has taken this initiative. So what Airtel has done is, if, for example, you have a plan, you're paying a certain amount of money and you have 5 GB of data per month. So now you use only 3 GB and 2 GB is unused.
Yeah.
So that 2 GB carries forward to the next month. So the next month you'll have 7 GB data, and so on and so forth. It keeps carrying forward. Whatever unused data you have will be continuously carried forward to the coming months. And that has a limit of 200 GB. So, I don't know, Aditya, you tell me, does this scheme sound good to you?
I think it's a very good scheme, you know, when you have, if you can accumulate up to 200 GB, I think, but what happens if you change the plan? Like, if I accumulate a lot of, data, and can I switch back to a lower plan just to get my billing amount down?
Okay. Unfortunately not. You can't downgrade your plan, because what will happen is otherwise people will get, say, a 40 GB plan for 1 month.
And then
immediately downgrade to the lowest possible plan and enjoy that data for like as long as possible.
So people tuned in who wanted to do that, hat tip, do not do that.
Yeah, I can already smell their salty tears.
Yeah. Other than that, is there any options to share it with someone, like with a family member or so?
Yeah, so Airtel has this family plan for postpaid customers as well, where you can practically have the whole family linked to some kind of an account, and one person can, I think, pay all of their bills if they choose to. So if you are the head of this Airtel family, then you can actually share data with your family members as well. So imagine, I mean, if you are somebody who doesn't use data that much and then you accumulate 200 GB of data on your, you know, account, you can probably gift it to your family members. Say, yeah, here, enjoy. You can like probably get out of giving them actual birthday gifts and then give them some data. But then, yeah, they will probably not like it very much. So, yeah, mind their sensibilities before.
No, I think it's quite interesting, and it's quite unique as well. We haven't seen any other data provider doing it at the moment, or, you know, what do you say? Do you think we will have other carriers jump in and do something similar?
So there are multiple aspects to answer your question. First, obviously, yes, there is a competition effect. Look at what Reliance Jio has done to the industry. All of us have crazy amounts of data. I mean, in fact, if you don't have a crazy amount of data on your plan, just call up your telecom provider, tell them you're switching to Reliance Jio or to Airtel or to Vodafone or whichever is your competing provider, and say that they are offering much more data. And you immediately watch, they will your plan will be upgraded right there for the same price. You'll get more internet or more calls or whatever you need. So because of Reliance Jio coming in and changing the landscape, you have like so much competition already. So that effect always applies in this industry. So I mean, if I were to guess, I'd say that the likes of Vodafone, Idea, and even Reliance Jio, they would be, I mean, they would, it would be against their business interest to not offer something like this. Now, if you look at it from another aspect, for most people, it's just about accumulating some data or the other, right? Yeah. But if you look at people who are using these plans, like what Reliance Jio and Airtel and Vodafone offer in prepaid, which is plans capped at 1 GB per day. Now, if you can carry that forward to the next day, now think about like the implications of that. There are days when you'll use 100 MB data or less. Imagine if you're at home, always connected to Wi-Fi, you know, you've used 0 MB of data. So that 1 GB, if it could be carried forward to the next day and you get 2 GB instead, then that could mean a lot, couldn't it? So there is that implication as well. I don't think it will make it to the daily capped plans. It seems unrealistic to me. But if it were to happen, then that would be, you know, that would be a great thing. Secondly, something we haven't really spoken about much, which is broadband. Now,
Airtel, I was just going to get to that, you know, like we have news all about cell phone users. So what about broadband? Have you forgotten about it?
Yeah, Airtel has obviously rolled this out to mobile phone users first, because obviously they consume less data than broadband users too. So broadband, I think Airtel has said that this is in the works. Without really committing to, say, any kind of a timeline on it. And they said it's probably coming later in the year. They are considering it. But broadband is where it will actually help. Because, I mean, let's face it, Airtel is one of the first, maybe one of the two truly national broadband providers in India, along with BSNL. So Airtel is also the company that popularized the concept of this fair usage policy. With, I mean, what they did is initially they, everybody who was using like really slow internet, 256 kbps or even slower, but there was no data cap on any plan. So what Airtel did at that time, this is maybe 8-10 years ago, they introduced these fast plans, and at that time 2 mbps, 4 mbps and 8 mbps were considered like ultra high speed. They introduced these plans and they limited everybody to 20 GB data, 10 GB data, and if you wanted more data, you had to pay significantly higher sums. So they call this the fair usage policy. Now, if you can carry forward the data you don't use in a particular month, then that would be great news for all broadband customers. Like, think about it. If now, these days at least, Airtel's plans are actually quite good, even in broadband. So if they offer, for example, 180 GB of data, and you know, there's one month where there's no Game of Thrones happening. So you are not streaming anything. You're just waiting for Game of Thrones to arrive, saving up your data for that. But you realize that your billing cycle, it actually begins on the day Game of Thrones begins. So all the hard work that you've put in is gone to waste, right? So think about it. If you use, say, 50 GB in one month, you have 130 GB left. The next month, you could actually end up streaming Game of Thrones in ultra high definition if it's available.
Available,
For a lot of people, that could be very, very beneficial. And especially in households where there are 5-6 people in the house, 100-200 GB data per month is not enough, frankly. Mm-hmm. And everybody has maybe one phone and one tablet or a laptop, everything connected to it. So updates get downloaded. If you have a gaming console in the house, then you're practically, no amount of data is enough.
Yeah.
Your controller update will be 2 GB. So a lot of data is needed. And if you can carry it forward, so for example, if you go for a vacation for 2 weeks in a month, that data is left, right? So you should be able to carry it forward to the next month. Ultimately, you are paying for 180 GB data in a month. So
absolutely,
that data is yours. You should be able to carry it forward.
Okay. So I think Airtel is doing its bit in terms of broadband. And we're hearing that Reliance is also entering there with its Jio Fiber. So what is Jio Fiber all about? And
yeah, so Jio Fiber is actually Reliance's effort in terms of entering the wired broadband space. Now, why this is interesting is simply because Reliance, just like Airtel and BSNL, is also aiming to be a truly national player. So everywhere in India, it's not just, say, the big cities, Mumbai, Delhi, and Chennai or Bengaluru, not just these cities. Reliance wants to be a pan-Indian broadband provider. So obviously, wired internet is much harder to it's much harder to get there, because it's not just a matter of installing towers and wirelessly providing internet. You have to actually physically lay down all the cables. And that means it's a lot more effort. But the plans that they are offering, they look interesting enough. As of now, they haven't really made it commercially available, but a lot of people that we know of and we've spoken to have said that in their locality, the Jio people have come and they've asked if they can lay down the cables, and in their society, they can offer free internet for a certain amount of time. And after that, they offered like discounted rates as well. So Reliance Jio's plans are actually quite interesting. One person we know in Mumbai, he said that he's gotten a 100 Mbps plan. Wasn't that your friend, Aditya, or was it someone else?
So I think, his society was approached for a similar plan, but basically it needed the entire compound to be dug up to lay the optic fiber cables, and the society had to turn it down because Reliance, as far as I remember, had agreed to do it at their expense. But still, like, the society just turned it down.
Yeah, so, think about these cases, right, where Reliance can enter these places which traditionally don't have broadband. So, a lot of places, like my colleague, he is the Hindi editor, Sandeep Kumar Sinha. So, he was telling me a long time ago that he went to Bihar to his village. It's called Matihani. And over there, Reliance Jio's 4G network was there. And that's the first time they had high-speed internet in that area. So, I don't think Reliance is going to go to villages with broadband. But at least big and small cities, if these get that, then that's a great thing. Simply because there's like competition in the market. And the likes of Airtel will be forced to offer better plans. And obviously, they want to retain their customers, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about one incident which happened to me personally. I get my internet connection, one of my internet connections, from a local cable provider. So what that guy did is, in January, he just came up to me and he said, we've changed all our plans. So why don't you just see which plan you want? So I was like, I was paying 50 Mbps, 100 GB. I was paying 2,000 rupees per month. And I was like, okay, what are these new plans? Let me check them out. And turns out the new plans are 60 Mbps with 1,000 GB per month limit. Yeah,
wow.
1,000 GB per month limit at 1,500 rupees, which is less than what I was paying earlier for 100 GB at a lower speed.
Yeah.
So we asked around, we found out, and turns out that many people in Bombay are actually being offered such plans by the local cable providers, or even from big providers such as Hathway. They are just upgrading people for no real extra cost. So why is this happening? We asked around, and turns out that they are all worried about Jio appearing in their locality and offering better plans. So they've all upgraded their own infrastructure and are offering better plans at lower rates. So yeah, even without entering the market, if Jio has done this in some places, that's good news for you, the customer.
I think it's high time if you are tired of your broadband provider, and if you have Jio, like as and when it releases, I think it's offering it at very affordable rates.
Yeah.
So that's all for this episode of Orbital. We had Reliance Jio and the Airtel discussion. And don't forget to tune in next week. While you're here, do rate us on iTunes. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Gadgets 360.
We also have a YouTube channel where we have a lot of fun videos in which you can see Aditya Shenoy.